Well, there's all kinds of things to preach on today. There's Mother's Day, there's the Ascension, and there's graduations taking place all over the place. So there's all these things in my mind today, and I'll try to tie them all together in one homily. So yesterday I was at a graduation party in the evening, and it being the season of graduation, and today there's also a graduation over at the seminary, it made me think of the fact that my youngest sibling, my sister Tiffany, she was born on the day I graduated from high school. And so my mom and dad, as I was thinking that through, they had somebody in high school continuously from 1975 until 2002. That's a lot of parenting high schoolers. And when you have that many kids and it extends over that much time and they're very active, well, you get an idea of how many events they went to that were so very special, right? All those years. And it made me think about the fact that, of course, probably one of the toughest things about parenting, but certainly probably one of the toughest things about being a mother, is the fact that you don't know if you're doing it well. I can think back, you know, to how we were as kids, and I have a number of kind of tough love lessons that my mom gave me in my life. This time of year, I always at some point recall the fact that, you know, the strawberries will come on, and about another month you'll pick strawberries, which we had large strawberry patches. Dad loved strawberries, and so we had probably a couple acres of strawberries. And so even when you were young, you know, you'd be 4 years old or so, and I was probably about that age, maybe five, and you were sent out to pick. And it was expected that you would fill a number of quart baskets in a couple hours. I, of course, you know, you pick one, you go, well, that's a pretty good-looking strawberry. Boom. So you eat the first one, but the second one looks just as good, right? So within about an hour and a half, I had one half-eaten berry in my basket to show for my labor. So Mom didn't say anything about that except a little disappointment. That evening, she had made, you know, those kind of fricious glazed strawberry pies for dessert. And when after dinner, dessert came, everybody got a piece but me. And she said, you had yours earlier today, and you'll have none of this. You didn't contribute, so you don't get to share. And you go, well, nobody told me that's how that works. But I think I remember now, right? Later on in life, talking to my mom and dad, you come to find out that, you know, they were worried about how we would turn out, about whether the discipline they were giving was too much or not enough, and if we would actually begin to grow up and mature and make good decisions instead of bad ones. And so you just don't know. You just do the best you can, and you pray a lot, and you ask the Lord to bless your kids and to watch over them, and you ask the Blessed Mother to get through to them when it doesn't seem you're able to. And that's your life of mothering, of prayer, of worry, and of joy, but also sadness and grief, and an accompanying with your heart that nobody else can understand. And if that's your experience as a mother, now you understand the Lord in a way that, in effect, men can't. Now you understand what it means to walk with somebody in a way that you want to make do for them. You want to have good things happen for them. And you want to take your part in making those things happen. And yet, if you do it all, you actually don't help them grow, mature, become the person you hope they become. And there's the dilemma. There's the wisdom how much, right, to encourage, to correct, how much to support and walk by, and how much to let go of and let them fall on their own. Our Lord today, we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. And the Lord goes up and leaves us to walk in faith. But not so that we're alone, but so that we can mature. So we can grow in faith. The Lord does not want us to be reliant in the sense in which we can do nothing. Or in a sense that we no longer have to have courage or perseverance. The Lord does not want us to have so much of the beatific vision that we become almost static, frozen, or paralyzed in our life here. So the ascension of the Lord is giving us the needed space to love God in return and have it truly be our choice. Not forced on us, not coerced, but our choice to love in return, to walk in faith, and to walk in the hope that we hear in our readings today. And so when we celebrate the ascension, it is not simply that the Lord has gone up, right, and has prepared a place for us, which is true, but that the Lord has given us a place here to walk in faith, hope, and love, and to grow, to mature, and to become those persons that we can only become in light of faith and hope and the decision to love as God loves. The other theme that I said runs throughout this weekend for me is I had a baptism last night as well. So there was this couple. This was their seventh child. And I went over to the house afterwards, was happy to do the baptism. It was at a different parish. And afterwards, I was talking to the mom, and she said to me, "Be sure and tell your mother I said hi." And they'd only met, I think, maybe once or twice. And she said, "Talking to your mom," she didn't say convinced. She said, "Talking to your mom gave me, in a sense, the courage to have more children." I don't know that her husband knew that. But now they have seven. And there's a way of walking in the world as a mother that if your heart is open to the Lord in the right way, you actually learn to walk in the same way that the Blessed Mother did. Her sorrows will be yours. Her joys will be yours. Her life of faith and hope will be yours. And you actually mentor that wisdom into the world, in your children, in those you have conversations with, in those you speak to. And your conversation, your words, your speech reflect your interior life of knowing the Lord, of knowing what it means to be a mother, and knowing what it means to live a life that gives life in love. So as we celebrate today, we celebrate all our mothers. We celebrate the ascension of the Lord. And we celebrate that through both these things, our mothers and God's grace, we are called to eternal life. And we rejoice in that here today.